FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Amanzim Doti murder accused Werner Diaga has died. Correctional Services says he passed away in hospital today. In a statement to Newswatch, the department says Diaga was admitted to King Edward Hospital in Durban 10 days ago, but it hasn't specified what he was admitted for. Diaga was facing a premeditated murder charge in connection with the 2021 killing of his pastor wife, Liesel. She was found dead at her home 2.5 years ago. The 45-year-old Werner was being held at Westville Prison, awaiting his next court date in May. Civil rights group Action Society has been representing Liesel's family. Spokesperson Juanita Dupria says they are in disbelief.
We just learned about it and we are shocked. We still have a bit of a mixed emotion going on. It was not what we expected, even though Werner tried to take his life before. We are not sure if that is exactly what happened.
Dupria says Liesel's family is aware of what's happened.
They have told us that they were informed and also a difficult time for them, possibly.
A key witness in the fraud and corruption case against former Free State Premier Ace Magashule has been arrested in the US. The NPA says Morwadi Tsholota was detained over the weekend. A warrant of arrest was issued in 2021 for her. She is Magashule's former personal assistant. Last year, the Free State NPA said she failed to honour a commitment between her and the Director of Public Prosecutions to turn herself in and stand trial with the other co-accused. An extradition request was made. It's understood Tsholota has been studying in the US. NPA spokesperson Mojalefa Senokwatsane says the Bloemfontein High Court was told of her arrest this morning.
And she will make her first appearance in court sometime today in the same court in the USA.
Magashule, the former ANC Secretary General and his co-accused, face more than 70 counts of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Their trial was meant to start in the High Court this morning. The matter was instead postponed to June.
The defense informed the presiding officer, the judge president of the Free State Bar, that accused number 5, which is a company, still doesn't have legal representations.
And Senegalese authorities say they've intercepted more than a ton of cocaine in the southeast of the country. They've described it as the largest ever cocaine haul on a land route in the West African nation. The cocaine was concealed in packets and placed in bags carefully hidden in the double bottom of a refrigerated lorry coming from a country bordering Senegal, according to authorities there. Durban high of 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 22.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Royal Challengers bowling first against the Sunrisers Hyderabad in the IPL. Paul Merson believes that Arsenal's title chances are over and it is Varsity Cup semi-final time today.